Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. From the vast waters of Lake Superior to the untouched wilderness of the Boundary Waters, this state is a haven for wildlife, anglers, and outdoor enthusiasts. But for the game wardens, these waters are also a battleground. This is Minnesota Game Wardens. This morning, the officers with the Minnesota DNR are patrolling the Boundary Waters canoe area. Stretching over a million acres, this remote region is home to pristine lakes, dense forests, and those who think they can break the law undetected.
You said you might have a conservation officer on the way.
Reports came in about illegal night fishing. Anglers taking more than their legal limit of walleye, a treasured fish in Minnesota. With no motors allowed and no easy access, some believe that the remoteness will keep them hidden. But the wardens know these waters better than anyone. As the officers glide in quietly, a canoe is beached along the rocky shore.
It's in on the inside. I'm sure he probably heard us coming in. Cool.
At first, it seems abandoned. Then, a flashlight flickers inside a nearby tent. Someone's still here.
This has a high potential for a violation. Very high potential.
A man steps forward, hands raised. But inside his canoe, the truth is clear. Coolers packed with walleye, far beyond the legal limit. The fish were caught overnight, hidden before sunrise. A deliberate violation. In Minnesota, conservation laws are strict for a reason. Overharvesting threatens the balance of the lakes, and the wardens are here to make sure that balance is preserved.